Well, we welcome everybody this morning to our Sunday school. Thanks for the course to come in and join us this morning. Beautiful rainy morning if you like rain. I'm just glad it's March. One day late last summer, when I say late last summer, it was late summer, early fall, my day consisted of two stops. One was in Wellsboro, Tioga County. The other was in Home, Indiana County. From Wellsboro to Indiana County, I decided I'm going to take as direct a route as possible. Now, if you know the geography of our great state of Pennsylvania, you know that leads you through some of the most remote areas that we have here. Now, when I say it was one of those late summer, early fall days, it was just that. It was like, when I tell you it's my kind of weather, it was one of those days. Low, mid-80s, just perfect. Route 144 parallels Kettle Creek as it flows south and southwest out of Potter County. And again, it leads you through some of the probably most picturesque areas that we can experience in this state. You get down the little town of Hammersley Fork, Route 144 bears left, and a little sod back road bears right. I took that road. It parallels Kettle Creek as it starts to form a lake. Winding around down the road, around the corner, up over the bluff, and lo and behold, I missed the pull-off that overlooked the dam and the dam breast, the Alvin Bush Dam. Now, some of you are familiar with this. I went down the road, I turned around and came back. Why? For you that know me well, know that water and mountains are one of the things on top of my appeal list. That and some other things. I pulled into the pull-off area, climbed out of my truck, and I just stood for about 15 minutes looking out over the lake, out over the mountains, and just took it all in. My appointment at home that afternoon was at 2 o'clock. At this time, it was going towards lunchtime or late morning, so I knew I didn't have a lot of time. I'm sharing you with this morning for two reasons. Number one, something caught me that day to make me change my route a little bit and backtrack. And number two, I told you where it is and a little bit how to get there. I looked at my lesson this morning. It's the appeal of the kingdom. It challenges us in our ministry. I'm only going to read two verses this morning, and you don't have to turn there. I picked these two verses for the critics out there to say, well, it only says that in the Old Testament, or it only says that in the New Testament. So I picked one from both. Isaiah 64:4 reads, now I'm reading out of King James this morning. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, nor hath the eye seen, O God beside thee, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for him. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. Listen closely. But it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear has heard, neither has entered into the hearts of any man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. We have an appeal, and we have an appeal of the kingdom. And our lessons to challenge us this morning, I told you about a place I saw that I thought was pretty nice. We could sit over lunch break here, and you could all tell me about a place you thought was pretty nice. And I would listen, and you try to describe it to me. I'm going to read it again. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard. Neither has entered into the hearts of man the things God has prepared for those that love him. Let's pray. God, again, we want to lift today to you. God, we're grateful that we can come together as a congregation. We can worship you. And God, we're just thankful for your word and for what you have prepared for us. And God, we just thank you that you challenge us in our ministry, that if it is appeal to us, that we will share it. God, we just want to lift the chorus to you from Honeybrook as they have the service this morning. We just pray your blessing on them. And for the ones that, lead the group, God, we just too want to lift the Sunday school teachers as they, lead their class and just, pray that each one can be open to your word and be open to what's called this morning. God bless as we leave here today and our weeks that we go out and we always remember that. If the kingdom is an appeal to us, we'll be willing to share. We pray in your name. Amen.